Hey, now look here, man. I know tuxedos are tough to rent around New Year's Eve time, but ain't you got a little something a little cheaper than that? How about a little lower than that? A little lower than that?
JJ, will you stop tying up the phone?
Okay, Ma. Look here, man. Suppose, I left out the cummerbund. How about the shoes? I can always paint my sneakers black. The cufflinks? The shirt stud. The shirt?
You'll be down to your underwear pretty soon. Now, will you get off the phone? You know I'm expecting a call from your father.
Sure, Ma. Hey, look here, man. I have to get back to you. Yeah, okay. I gotta consult my business manager. Bye. business manager? $5?
Now, you know we're short on money. Else, why would your father have to take an extra job out of town?
Ma, this last year's dress is perfect, but you have to take in the waist just a little, because I've lost a few pounds. Woo!
Well, I may have found them. Woo!
Well, Thelma, I'm glad to hear that you lost some weight. Now you only have one unsightly bulge, your face.
The big shot who thinks he can rent a tuxedo. Well, I got news for you. They don't have a size 10 chest and 42 sleeves.
You got some nerve, your man.
All right, you two, that's enough.
Hello? James!
Daddy!
Hi, honey.
Oh, good. Yeah, everything here is fine.
Honey, when do you think you'll be through with your job? Your daddy is gonna be home for New Year's Eve.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all the kids are going out for New Year's Eve. Now, I don't wanna go anywhere. Just staying home with you is celebration enough. Have mercy. We can't wait to see you. We miss you so. Now, look, I know this phone call is costing money, so I'm going to say goodbye. Okay, bye-bye, sweetheart.
Bye, Daddy!
Your dad is taking a bus Wednesday morning, and he's going to be here by 3.
Hey, all right. Couldn't have gotten here that fast. I got a 55-mile-hour speed limit here.
Florida.
Do I know you?
No, but I know you. May I come in?
Well, yeah.
Well, well, well. You're Thelma.
That's right.
And I don't have to ask who this is. How are you, JJ?
Wow, you know us all. Well, look here. If you're from the Internal Revenue, the reason we ain't paid no income taxes is because we don't have any income.
I ain't from the Internal Revenue. This is just like I pictured it. This is nice. Real nice. Yeah. Homey and cheerful. This is the perfect place.
The perfect place for what?
The perfect place for me to die.
Hey, look here, man. I think you got the wrong address. Fenway's mortuary is 5 blocks down the street. And they usually don't deal in the deceased until after they stop moving.
What are you talking about, Mr.
Johnson? Hubert Johnson.
Well, I think you'd better explain, Mr. Johnson.
It's like I said, I came here to die. It could be a couple of days, maybe a day, maybe an hour from now, maybe even the next 5 minutes.
Oh, that's nice.
Why are you waiting? Would you care for a cup of coffee?
I don't think you have time to boil the water, Ma.
Okay.
It would be nice to have a cup of coffee.
All right.
you one question?
Of course.
If you really think you're gonna die, why did you pick our apartment?
Because I like this family.
But how do you know us?
Hi, Ma.
Hello, sweetheart.
Hey, Mr. Johnson.
Michael.
Hey, what are you doing here? I was looking for you and I got worried.
Michael, you two know each other?
Yeah, Ma.
You have a real nice boy here, Florida. You know, on his way home from school, if I'm sitting out in front of the rest home, he always stops to talk to me. He's the only friend I got. You know, not too many people stop to talk to old folks.
Mama, don't listen to him. He's not old. And besides, we're really running buddies, except we don't do too much running together.
Oh. Don't you have any friends at the rest home?
No. In fact, don't even bother to introduce myself. No sense saying how do to someone that's done. That's why Michael here is my main man. He keeps me up on things. Come on, Michael. Show him what you taught me the other day.
All right. But remember, we start on the right foot. Ready?
Okay.
And go. 1, 2, 3, 4. Side 2, 3, 4.
Oh, that's nice, Michael.
Oh, that's the hustle.
I know. That's why I can't understand all this talk about you dying.
What do you mean? You're not gonna die, Mr. Johnson.
Michael, my time has come. My heart can't pump any longer. It's got more leaky valves than a 61 Buick. And my blood, it don't circulate anymore. It just shuffles.
We're sorry to hear that, Mr. Johnson.
Now, don't you feel sorry for me? I've lived my life, had my fun, and sowed my wild oats. Now I'm just waiting for that top dude to make his house call.
You mean he's coming here? And look here, I hope he knows which one of us he's coming here to get.
JJ!
Don't worry, son. I'm the one that's got the reservation.
You know, I'm still confused. Of course, I don't really think you're gonna pass on, but if you think you are, tell us, why here?
Because there's somebody here that I love. The rest home ain't no place to die. No dignity. It's just a body. You know, when somebody dies there, they make the rest of us go in our room and close the doors, and then they sneak out the deceased. Don't even give you a chance to wave goodbye.
Oh, that's terrible, Mr. Johnson.
So I said to myself, Hubert, one place you ain't gonna die is that rest home. No, sir. You're gonna die like a man supposed to, with a family around him.
Don't you have a family of your own?
Oh, sure. I got a son in California and a daughter in Savannah.
But Mama, he hasn't seen him in over 15 years.
They love me, like children love old folks these days, far away.
Well, I know when my time comes, I'd want my family around.
Don't worry, Ma. We'll be there. Wouldn't miss it for the world. What I mean is that,
We're getting close to New Year's, but you're still the April Fool.
Yeah, that's right. Still got your Halloween mask over there.
Is there a Mr. Dodson here?
That's me.
Rental service. Sign here, please. Thank you.
What's this?
Oh, didn't want to worry you none. Use none of your beds, so I rented one of my own.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Hey, Flo. I just saw him delivering a bed. What's going on?
Hi, Willona.
You know me?
Michael told me all about you. He told me that you are a beautiful woman, and you are a beautiful woman.
Oh, Michael has a way of exaggerating, and bless his heart.
I'm Hubert Johnson.
Willona Woods, you here for a visit?
Yeah, oh. But according to him, he ain't gonna stay too long.
Mr. Johnson here has some crazy idea about coming here to die.
You're jiving, ain't you?
No, I'm not. And I only want to stay here till I go.
Mr. Johnson, this is just too big a responsibility for us to take on.
Florida, I'll make a deal with you. It's only a couple of days to New Year's. If I'm not going by then, I'll go back to the rest home.
We're going to have to talk about this. You mind going into the other room while we discuss it? J.J., show him.
Not at all. I sure hope and trust you vote my way.
Oh, Ma, you can't turn him down. This means so much to him.
I know that, honey, but think about it. What is your father going to say when he gets back?
Oh, Mama, Mr. Johnson's not going to die. And besides, we'll just be making him happy for a couple of days.
Yeah, we all can help take care of him.
Yeah.
I'll pitch in with the cooking.
There goes his chance of being happy.
Listen, you all are missing the point altogether. Now, this man is convinced he's going to die. And he might. Well, it's just too big a burden for me to have on my shoulders.
Oh, but Mama, it'd be terrible to send him back to that rest home.
Oh, Michael!
No, Mama, listen. One time I went inside to visit him. Mama, it was sad. All those old people just laying in their beds looking at nothing.
Ma, I know he'll be a lot happier here.
Thelma, for once, I have to agree with you.
Flo. Well,
Mama, please.
Oh, Michael, Michael. Oh, all right, he can stay.
All right.
Now you're talking.
Hey, Mr. Johnson, you can come out now.
Michael, how did the vote go?
I'll let Mama tell you. Mama?
Mr. Johnson, you're welcome into our home.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate that. Michael,
yeah.
One more time.
Come on.
And move it.
All right. Yeah.
Do the hustle.
Another beautiful day. But I guess I make it more beautiful, because I am the sunshine of my life. Hey, Michael, when you getting out of that bathroom? Hey, Hubert, happy day before New Year's. Hubert? Hubert! Ma! Ma, he did it!
He did what?
Look!
Oh, my God.
Moz, he...
He said he was going to die, and I didn't believe him. JJ, keep Michael in the bathroom. He must have known it was going to happen. He's got on his good suit. He's all dressed up. Just run! He's in the bathroom!
I just wanted your opinion on how I look buried in this old suit.
Well, that one is just fine. Now, stop all this foolishness. You are not going to die. Come on, let's all have some breakfast. Michael, help me set the table, sweetheart.
Okay, Ma.
I'll make the oatmeal, Ma.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Thelma's gonna make the oatmeal. How you want it, Hubert? One lump or two?
I'll give
give you a lump upside that big head.
You got some melancholy head. I don't want to have any of you cut it out.
Florida, let him be. That yelling is like music to my ears.
It is?
Sounds of a family. It's been a long time. I can't tell you how I've enjoyed these last couple of days with you.
I'm glad, Hubert.
We've enjoyed having you over, Mr. Johnson.
Yeah, I've loved it. Except for one thing.
What's that?
I ain't died yet.
Hey, Winona. How you doing?
You, but I see you getting all ready for the New Year.
That's not what I'm getting ready for.
Oh, well, I am. Roy Webster's taking me to the big bash at the Drake Hotel tonight, honey, and I want to look extra special. You know, I think of what Roy's paying for the minimum, he might as well see Willona's, woo, maximum.
There's something I've been meaning to ask you.
What?
How come a beautiful woman like you ain't married?
Hubert Johnson, is that a proposal?
Come on, baby. Light my fire.
Sure, you got anything left to burn?
An old log lights up faster than a green one.
Come on, sit down.
Well,
there's some fresh coffee on the stove.
Okay.
Hello?
James, I thought you'd be on your way by now.
What?
Oh, no. Well, what time you think you'll be coming in? Well, I'll wait up for you no matter what time it is. Yeah, I'm upset too, honey. You take care now. Bye-bye, sweetheart.
What's the matter, Ma?
Your daddy ain't gonna make it in for New Year's Eve.
Oh.
There was a big snowstorm and all the roads are blocked. You know, this is the first New Year since we've been married that we didn't spend together.
Well, Ma, we sure not gonna let you spend it alone.
That's right.
We're gonna have a party right here.
Oh, no. All of you have someplace to go.
Yeah, but we can change that. Larry's working late tonight and wasn't gonna pick me up until after midnight anyway, so we'll just stay here, that's all.
Instead of taking my date to the wider dance, I can take her here.
JJ, sometimes you can be thoughtful.
Mm, well... It's 3:50 ahead at the Y. It's free here. Just jiving, Ma. Just jiving. I don't want you to be alone either.
Okay, look.
Neither do I, Flo. I'll tell Roy to cancel the reservations at the Drake.
Oh,
and
no.
We are celebrating right here. Now, listen. The money he was going to spend for the minimum, he can spring for a case of champagne.
A whole case?
Oh, yeah, honey. Because when the old year goes out, well, Lona might just go out with it.
And, Mama, I'll skip Debbie's party. She always wants me to kiss her. And when I do, my bubble gum gets stuck in her braces. Oh.
This is so sweet of all of you. But you really, really don't have to do it.
No, Mama, we'll keep the party going till Daddy gets here.
All right. Thank you very much. Hubert?
Hubert?
Care to join us for the party?
Yeah, come on, Mr. Johnson.
Well, let's see what happens around 9 o'clock. And if I'm still alive, we might as well jive. Oh,
come on, you'll be alive, all right. Come on, you'll be alive, all right.
Got a few minutes left, honey.
Okay.
How come you're not dancing? You were having a good time before.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm just sitting here thinking. It looks like I'm going back to the rest home.
Here, Ma.
We'll talk about that in the morning. Right now, just enjoy the party.
I can't understand it. By now, a preacher should be doing my eulogy.
Oh, now, Hubert.
Of course, I don't know what he'd say. I was born a poor man, then a working man. Then a married man, then a family man, and now I'm an old man. It isn't very exciting, is it?
You, but it might be more exciting than you know. I gotta use you to bake your potatoes.
You have?
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna give you a free example right now. Ooh. Come around here, brothers and sisters. Come on.
What?
Huh? Gather around.
Gather around.
Brothers and sisters, we are gathered here tonight to say goodbye to Hubert Johnson.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Who was this man?
Who was
Hey, was he rich and famous?
No.
Did he discover a cure for disease?
No.
Did this man walk on the moon?
No.
But then who was this man?
Who was it?
I say, who was this man? Hey, he was an ordinary man.
Oh.
I say, he was an ordinary man. Oh. Some of you out there might say, why is she hooting and a hollering about some ordinary man?
Oh.
Hey, because there ain't nothing more special on God's green earth than an ordinary man. Because
oh.
All he's doing is the best he can.
That's
hey, Hubert Johnson was a good man.
Right.
A spiritual man. He worked like a dog to take care of his family and kids.
Sure.
But most of all, I say most of all,
no.
He lived.
Yeah.
He lived every minute of his life.
Oh.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. When other folks were out there chasing after pie in the sky with ice cream on top, Hubert knew. Hubert knew was all just jive. Jive Alamo. Jive Alamo.
Yes.
A goodness and purity.
Yes.
And live his last 10 years
well.
On Social Security.
Yes.
Hey, don't cry. Don't shed no tears.
Because
Hubert's home up there.
Oh, yeah.
Home in paradise.
Yeah.
He done found out.
Yeah.
They serve red beans and rice.
Hubert J. Go marching in.
I think it's too late, honey.
Mama. Mom. Mom's he dead.
Yes, baby, but don't you cry. It happened just the way he wanted it, with a family and friends around. It's all right, baby. Mm-hmm.